Nolte, report says Trump will decrease gay and immigrant stories told in Europe. By John Nolte on March 25, 2026. The orange badman's powers appear to have no limit. Today, the warning has gone forth that Donald Trump will decrease the number of stories about homosexuals and immigrants told. Or in this case, not told, thousands of miles away in the Islamic Republic of Europe. I think anyone who watches television shows and movies produced in Europe knows that pretty much every story currently told is about gays or immigrants or gay immigrants or those who have immigrated gaily to become gay immigrants. Watch, State Department official, Biden admin spent money to make maps more gay. Anyway, apparently Donald Trump, who is pro-gay marriage and married to an immigrant, has some sort of superpower or something that will control stories written in the old country. The Federation of Screenwriters in Europe. FSE's Right to Write report said that globally there has been a substantial shift in political beliefs and values in the last decade or so, which have led to a substantial rise in popular support for hard-right or extreme-right parties. It flagged seven far-right parties in Europe currently governing either alone or in coalition. In Croatia, Czech Republic, Finland, Hungary, Italy, Slovakia, and Sweden. Far-right hostility to the EU's imposition of regulatory frameworks, combined with the Trump administration's hostility to regulation which it claims impinges on U.S. companies, raises the prospect that the legislative and policy underpinning of Europe's audiovisual ecosystem could be weakened, with lasting consequences for creative livelihoods, it said. The Trump administration in the U.S. has made clear its dislike of EU legislation, in the digital field in particular. The FSE flagged actions like the closure for renovations of the recently renamed Trump Kennedy Center as concerning for freedom of expression around the world. If you didn't read all of that, don't feel bad, neither did I. We all know what's going on here. All over the planet, people are sick to death of this woke garbage that seeks to normalize sexual deviancy. Trash normal people, ridicule normalcy, celebrate the invasion of alien and hostile cultures into Western civilization, and turn the disease of self-expression into a virtue. But rather than admit the people have turned against this propaganda, this is a way to blame Trump for why it might disappear. This hoax report is also a way to coax more gay immigrant stories out of artists by premising these stories as acts of resistance. Of course, they aren't. Producing gay immigrant stories is about as brave as bringing a keg to a frat party. But by pretending these stories are outlawed, and those producing them are heroic outlaws, they will get more of them.